What's up, guys? My name is Emerson, your favorite manic and melanated photographer.
Hey, hey, this is Alex, or you can call me Peach, your local content creator and fruit enthusiast.
And welcome to the Photo Bros Podcast.
Your one-stop shop for all things photography, videography, and content creation.
Yo, yo, yo.
Yo.
The villain is back.
And so is the fruit. Yeah.
The villain and the fruit in the building.
Yeah. And the peach specifically. But yes, we are here. We are back with episode 14.
What?
And this time we're going to talk about something very important.
Definitely very important. We're going to talk about building your brand and growing an audience on social media, everything from Instagram to TikTok. We might touch on Facebook. We haven't made a decision yet on that, but we're just going to go with it.
Yeah. It's very interesting though. Cause like not just me, you, but a lot of other people, we really do a lot, like a lot of content creators out there. They do a lot to kind of build an audience to this day.
Yep.
Like a lot of influencers, a lot of celebrities, yep, athletes. We got people promoting different brands.
Definitely.
We have people who try to be influencers. We have wannabe TikTok stars. We have actual TikTok stars.
Yes, we do.
We have people, well, pretty much everywhere. Yeah, apparently there's even people at a very young age who are trying to do this.
Yeah, it's I think the pandemic kind of like opened up.
I would say so, yeah.
This whole new business venture,
it's
status quo.
Yeah, it's this era of
like content creators, influencers, TikTok stars. I think if we didn't have a pandemic, there would not be anything in regards to like being a TikTok star or anything, because there were just these average people during the pandemic. We were all bored. We were all stuck in the house, and they were making videos. And now those same people are now living in Beverly Hills and mega mansions because they went viral during the pandemic. And it's simply
just, it's insane,
mind-blowing,
insane,
mind-blowing
in a membrane.
Yeah.
But very, it's a lot actually. And yeah, because I know you have a lot of followers on TikTok. It's something that I don't have.
I don't have a lot of followers.
We have a lot of reactions on TikTok.
The thing about TikTok is when you're getting started, the way to grow really quick, because I think I have probably 1,100 followers on TikTok.
I'm jealous.
Is to make those reaction videos or stitch videos or duet videos. I don't know what the algorithm is on TikTok, but when I do reaction and stitches, I get drastically more views than I would get if I just made a regular TikTok with just me and a sound doing a dance or anything. So usually I just find a TikTok that I like and I just put a reaction to it. So it's like somebody screaming and just doing something ridiculous, and I'll do a TikTok and be like, bruh, please stop. And that TikTok right there would get like 10,000 views. But if I do a TikTok of me in the mirror doing a dance, like hit the whoa, that gets like 100 views.
So, and that's crazy to me.
Yeah.
I mean, look at Emerson right now. Like he's doing a live video, right? Stuff like that will get you noticed and will lead to more followers, more traction, I believe.
Yeah. I mean, I don't have too many viewers right now, but it's pretty early on a Sunday. So, I mean, people are in church. So I'm right now on Instagram Live. We got one viewer.
People at church at this time?
12, sometimes, yeah. Church, you'd never know. There's different masses, different services.
I mean, I don't know. Times. I mean, they're probably eating at an IHOP right now.
But yeah, probably. Oh, IHOP.
Yeah.
Gosh, I can't wait till we're done with this session. We're going to get some cheesesteaks.
Yes, we are.
Yes, indeed. Yeah.
But that's what we're doing, and we're going to talk about that with detail. Because,
yeah,
you know, we really want to get into this. All right. So let's start with something simple. So you see us active on Instagram and Spotify a lot.
Yep.
You're going to actually see us a lot more active because we're going to have to try to get on that. So let's just start with naming all the social media platforms. So we have Instagram, we have Facebook. I think Facebook's like one of the OGs.
Facebook is one of the OG. I mean, you could go back to MySpace. MySpace.
Oh yeah, I forgot about MySpace.
OG. I don't even know who is still on MySpace.
I feel like it's like two people.
Yeah.
In the middle of Arkansas.
My MySpace from when I was in high school is still up, but I Google searched myself. It put MySpace, and I found my high school one.
Why do I want to?
Of me in high school, and I don't know what a password. I don't know what email I used.
Do I have permission to find that and check it out?
Yeah.
And just laugh?
You can laugh at it. I mean, I was just I don't even remember what picture of me is on there, but I don't look the same.
Yeah, none of us do.
I had a hair. I was a lacrosse player. Yeah. But anyways.
That's the backstory. But okay, so then we have Facebook. We have, what do you call it? Well, technically, we do have email too, but we have Instagram, we have YouTube.
We have Threads now.
We do have Threads. We have Twitter, but now it's called X. Thanks, Elon.
Yeah.
And then we have, those are the big ones. I don't know if there's any.
Those are the big ones.
There's also Tumblr, but who uses Tumblr anymore?
Tumblr has not been used in years. There's some smaller ones that are trying to get traction. I think there was one. I forgot the name.
Oh, yeah. Remember Vero?
Vero. That's what it was. Vero.
Okay. I got looped in there and then I stopped using it.
I didn't get any traction on there whatsoever.
I don't even think there's much of an audience.
Is that app still even active anymore?
I think so, yeah, but I don't think people are active on there.
Yeah, I know it was like it was targeted towards content creators and photographers mostly. I think I got like 3 followers on there.
I got like 16, I think.
I posted like I didn't really post consistently, but I posted like quality stuff and it got like a ton of likes, but nobody was really following me.
True.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's what's going on with that. But but Instagram is one of the, in my opinion, one of the main things. So and then now they have, and there's also TikTok now, which is actually really blowing up. Yeah, and then Instagram has Reels, which is, it's a similar version.
Reels is the secret sauce into growing on Instagram right now.
I would say so. Videos are, well, thanks to the head of Instagram or whoever is in charge, like, I think he announced that a few years ago.
Isn't it Zuckerberg who's the head of Instagram?
I think
Instagram's
he is, but someone announced it. Like,
yeah.
But I guess whoever's in charge of Instagram, it's just that. But
yeah.
But I guess whoever announced that, they basically said that videos are it, right? Photos are, it was a photo sharing app.
It started as a photo app, yeah.
And then now it's a video sharing app. And they're saying that gets more traction, that it's all about videos now because that's what's getting you more views. That's what's really helping your case.
Yeah, and that's kind of pissing off a lot of photographers though lately.
Even to this day, yeah. I mean, like, yeah, so I guess I have to take a video every time I do a shoot.
I've always been like doing videos, but I never really like took it seriously. But ever since I started posting Reels, I started to see the more
views
my profile gets. So I'm just trying to go with it.
Yeah, we'll just roll with it. Yeah, but that's the point of this is there's a lot of platforms you can use to kind of get your start on there. And I would suggest Instagram, to be honest, because that's how you get started. You can share your photos, your videos, you can even make stories and put it on temporary stories for however long you want, I guess 24 hours. Mm-hmm. And you can even pin them on your page because this way, if let's say it's a biography, for example, you can, like we're going to do one of those for our page for soon, but basically you make a story and then you can even save it in your stories, story archives, I guess. And then you can even pin them on your page. And then this way you'll be able to see, well, who exactly we are, and then people can see who you are.
Yeah.
Yeah. As a model, as a photographer, as a fashion designer, a makeup artist, and so on.
Yeah, definitely. I love how you can just like convert story posts to highlights because on my Instagram specifically, I have different highlights for like models. So I post like my little reels I do of models. And then I have highlights where it's reviews. And then I have highlights of strictly BTS stories. So people can go on my page and actually get a feel for me, especially the behind the scenes highlight, because you get to see my true personality when I'm at a shoot, how goofy I am, how much fun the model and I are having.
Yeah, being yourself is really helpful.
Yeah, just so people can get a vibe for you. Like, it's one thing to like somebody's work, but to know them as a human also helps out big time when it comes to shooting with somebody, because you can like somebody's work, but if you're not vibing with them in person, it's just going to be a waste of time at that point.
That's true. Yeah, it's really good that you put yourself out there as much as possible, because I guess what I do sometimes is kind of keep to myself. Mm-hmm. I don't do that much engagement, but I do, but not, I keep it very minimal. I like my privacy sometimes. So
nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. But then again, you're kind of making a sacrifice there because you're not probably not going to get, you're probably not getting a lot of traction at that point.
Yeah, because they're just kind of like going into the shoot. It was just like,
Who is he? I still do photo shoots to this day. I still message people. I still post stuff on my stories. Sometimes just most times it's just to my close friends' stories, but that's because that's my choice for now.
Yeah.
Because as time goes on, you probably will have a good amount of people who will not like you and your stuff. And you will have people that adore you. They are fans of you. They will be obsessed with you probably.
Like the quote says, You either die a hero or live long enough to become the villain.
Shout out to Christopher Nolan for bringing us The Dark Knight. Anyway. but he does have a point. Now let's talk about like when it comes to collaborations.
Yeah.
It's in order to increase your content, but also your engagement, right? Mm-hmm. So I believe we talked about this before, but when it comes to messaging others and like, let's say you're a photographer or a model, right? Mm-hmm. Or I guess anyone in the content creating universe. What you have to make sure to do is obviously have a good rapport with the person.
Always.
Yeah.
I think the model I actually worked with yesterday made a reposted one of my stories and said it's always great bonding with a photographer before you even work with them.
That is the point. Yeah, that's exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know for me, I do a lot of really good. I would say like what I do is like do exchange messages with people like this and then kind of befriend them.
Yeah,
maybe show that there is like a good friendly vibe going on. Mm-hmm. And then there's also just a lot of good of hyping up, a lot of compliments, a lot of tips, sharing advice.
Hopefully I'll get back to that. I haven't hyped anybody up in a few weeks now.
True.
Yeah.
But a lot of that. Yeah. I know for me, I mean, your choice of how you want to hype people up, like stories, put it publicly out there. Mm. You can do comment section or in the bottom of the picture that was shared or pictures or the video. Mm. You can do it privately through DMs, so on, as long as you're respectful, obviously.
Yeah. I mean, I usually do it during the shoot. I low key want to show like the progression when I've done shoots where I'm hyping the model up from the first shot to the last shot. You can just see as the progression goes, the confidence grows. So when you're hyping up your model, it shows in the posing and just the comfort level increases, because sometimes people are just like, I'll be honest. A lot of people I work with, they tend to have like not the best self-confidence. But after working with me, the main thing I hear is, you made me feel beautiful. You made me feel so empowered and everything of that nature. And so when I hype people up, it's basically to boost your confidence. It's not on some creeper stuff like a lot of people are on lately these days. It's more so
what's going on with that?
So if you ever, like, there's a lot of behind the scenes on my Instagram where I'm literally, there's one with Michaela, shout out to Michaela, our first guest this season. There's one where she's posing in the parking garage and all you hear is me saying, "Oh, fire more and fun." Then I get that one shot and I'm like, money and just like literally all you see is just the smile on her face, both of us laughing. It just makes the whole shoot and the vibe so good. When the vibes are good, it shows in the content that you create.
Yes. but that's important. Always create something that's a vibe that's friendly, you know. I mean, because I always like to crack jokes whenever I do a shoot. I mean, sometimes anxiety comes in, but that's usually happens with people that I work with that are new.
And Peach is the king of sarcasm, by the way.
Yes, yeah. That is true. It's a blessing and a curse, but I guess it depends how you use it. But but with content creation, what you have to keep in mind is you're gonna make a mistake. Everyone's gonna make a mistake.
I've been doing photography.
Yeah, I'm still making mistakes.
I'm still making mistakes, and I've been doing this for like 5-6 years already.
Yeah, I think I'm at 5 years now, 6 years, but yeah, still mistakes here.
I mean, I'm pretty sure our favorite photographers are still making mistakes too.
Yeah, there's a lot of people who like post a lot. Like, a lot of well-known photographers, like Emerson mentioned his name before, but Brandon Wolfel, for example.
Yep.
Guarantee he makes mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
Still posting a lot of content to this day, but to be like that level, you're going to have to do a lot of engagement.
I mean, yeah, I totally just lost a track of my thought.
But my point is, you're always going to make a mistake. There's a way to overcome them. But like, for example, when it comes to, well, for one thing, if you want to be at a really big level, a lot of followers, a lot of traction, like we mentioned, you always have to do a lot of engagement. And by that meaning, well, here's one way I do it.
Okay.
Commenting on photographers and models' work, or I guess anyone's work for this at this point. Mm-hmm. Commenting right there, you can save people's stories and people can save your stories. You can even share a lot on your stories, like mm-hmm. repostings and so on. And then you have also just basically just a lot of communication, I would say, with people, but also your audience. Like if you want to do a maybe tell your own story, I guess, if you want, on your story, on your reels, on your stories.
Yeah.
And like not only your actual story if you want, but your background, or like even have the audience engage with you with like answering questions or asking wait, what do you think of my work? How much would you rate me, something like that.
Yeah, I do that all the time. I mean, like yesterday, I've rebranded my video stuff to Villain Visuals, and I've been getting a lot of people that have been asking about, oh, can you make merch with your new branding on there?
And that
I was like, I don't know. I mean, yeah, everybody.
Like, will people actually get the merch? That's my question, because I was gonna do that a while back, but I'm like,
I have a set. I have some websites bookmarked right now, so I can easily get a few t-shirts. Villain Visuals is going to be my video brand, and also the branding that's going to be on all of my not safe for work photography, if I ever get back into that. But a lot of people have been just asking me about merch. So I put a poll on my story. It was all like, would you guys want merch? And I got a lot of yeses. I didn't get any no's. And then people were just engaging with me on that story so much. My DMs were blowing up. Somebody was all like, I want socks. I want a hoodie. I want a snapback.
Okay. But to you guys who say you want that merch, we better see you wearing that. Okay. Because if you just are one of those people who buy the merch and just keep it in like the back, all the way in the very back of your drawer, on the very last drawer of your furniture, like
I'm pretty sure everybody who voted yes, they're gonna schedule a photo shoot with me and like wear that merch.
They better.
If I go that route, it's still like a question. I just like the whole, I just have a vision just having a hoodie that just says Villain on it. I just think that'll just be fly as ever. And it's
like, well, they better wear it.
Yeah.
Hell, I might do something like that.
But too. Yeah, it's like those kind of stories where you engage your audience, like polls, the questions, like the question box on Instagram. You put a question. Sometimes I do this like every other week. Rate my work, or what brought you to my page? And people respond, and then I put a post out with the responses. The reviews are always great. The review questions I always do, because if you're like having a rough day, which I do, shout outs to my fellow bipolar people, and you just need like that pick me up, doing a question, ask me anything, or a question day where saying review my work, people always have kind things people always have kind things to say. The one thing I do not partake in, which everybody's still doing to this day, is that NGL link, which is
NGL.
The anonymous messages.
Oh, that, I forgot about that. Yeah,
yeah, a lot of
it's kind of funny.
A lot of models have done that, and I've seen some very crazy responses.
I know, like, people, they want to stay hidden and say something so outlandish. They say something
so sexually charged and just...
Or something just negatively charged.
Yeah, something just ridiculous and insulting. And just, like, especially right now with me, I'm not even putting that, giving anybody that option. I was like, if you got something to say, just say it to me.
No, yeah, for real.
Person, yeah.
It's like, show your true colors, you know?
Yeah.
But for real. But speaking of that, let's poke fun at this.
Okay.
Logos, right? You basically talked about it right now, but his logos, Villain Visuals, and Son of Sanchez, yeah.
Son of Sanchez Photography. Villain Visuals does not have an official logo. The logo you guys are seeing on my stories recently is just a random logo I found on Google, and I've just been using that as a placeholder right now. But the Son of Sanchez signature logo is one that was designed by a designer on Fiverr. I sent him an inspo of what I want with that logo, and he brought it to life immediately. So
how much they charge you?
That was like $10.
Really?
Yeah. Fiverr. That's why they call it Fiverr.
But did he give you options
he sent me like three different options, and then you pick one, and then he sends all the PNGs, the vectors, and everything to you.
Wow.
Yeah. But Fiverr's gotten really expensive lately, because I was looking for a designer to do my Villain Visuals, and I want like a streetwear edgy type of like cursive for Villain Visuals, because I want it to be like that. It's just going to be an edgy brand.
I feel like the way it is actually pretty good.
Yeah. But Fiverr's gotten expensive. I'm seeing people are starting their gigs out at like $25 to $30 now. And I'm just like, this isn't Fiverr anymore.
Yeah.
But yeah, logos. Logos are very important.
America, you know, you got to make money. But logo design is very important, you know, to kind of building the brand and then also putting yourself out there.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we mentioned this a lot before, but we have to consider is like, if you want a lot of traction, you're going to have to be recognized. You're going to have to be stand out from everyone else, you know, cause like my logo is very simple. Yeah. I'm actually going to do a rebrand too. Honestly, I might as well go on Fiverr. Hopefully I can find someone who can do this. Mm-hmm. Or I can, there's this other website. I forgot the name. It's like Fiverr.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's called something. What was it called?
Thumbtack.
Wait. Do you know what it's called? So there's Fiverr. You know what Fiverr is, right? There's another one that's similar. Upwork.
I need to check Upwork.
Yeah. So Upwork is another one. So, cause I've seen it before. There's a lot of people who do a lot of work on there. Like there's people who can do logos, people who can do album covers and so on.
Oh, wow.
And basically, yeah, it's just really interesting work. And, you know, you're going to have to save up a bit. But honestly, it doesn't seem a lot if you want to make your logo. You can even make your own logo, to be honest.
Yeah, with graphic design like that.
Yeah, if you have access to maybe Photoshop and Illustrator, Adobe Illustrator, then you can do it.
Yeah.
And also learn about it. But yeah, that's one way you can do it. But if you want to hire someone, make it quick, use some money, and then just get it done.
Yeah, I think this designer I found on Fiverr, I think he charges like $15 and he'll send a vector file, everything. The vector file is really important to me because that's, you're able to like make stickers and merch from a vector file. You can't send a PNG to any merch site and be like, put this on a shirt, put this on a hat, because they're going to be like, no, we need a straight up vector file.
Wow. Vector files.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, that's logos are very important. Not necessary, but it would really help in the long run.
I think what's a little more important is your signature editing style.
Yeah, you have the choice to create your own presets.
Mm-hmm. I created my own preset just by...
But this is like for photography. See, for modeling, I don't know exactly.
Models have like their
they have own, a signature.
They have signature poses. Like
But they're all...
Like, shout outs to Sarah Bentman. She's a well-known DMV model. She's amazing. I'll give you her Instagram after, but she has a signature pose that she does all the time and a lot of her work. And I've noticed that a lot of models have like a sort of signature pose, and that's kind of how they build their brand in that aspect. And then there's some models that just build their brand by doing boudoir, doing BDSM fetish work and stuff like that. But I think with photographers and models, there's a way to brand yourself in some type of ways whatsoever.
True. Very true. Yeah. But you're going to have to do something unique and then figure out like how to, well, like I mentioned this a lot of times already, but stand out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Be different.
Yeah.
That's what I say all the time.
Because like people. There's ways that makeup artists do it. They have their own signature way of doing it. Mm-hmm. Fashion designers, same thing. Like yeah. You can manipulate clothing and makeup and then to make kind of a way to kind of just make it your own.
Yeah, exactly. Say,
yeah, I recognize that work. That's this person.
Yeah, that's why I do what I do a different way than everybody else does. A lot of people have told me that I don't even have to look at the tag anymore. I just look at it and I can tell it's your work because that's the ultimate goal. You don't want people to have to like go to your page and know it's you or like have to look for a watermark. You want to see the picture and be like, okay, Peach definitely did this. Emerson definitely did this. And the way I came up with my style is I have a ton of photographers that have like inspired me, Luis Klaus, Brandon Wolfel, Peter McKinnon, and I just combined all of their styles into one just creative like preset. And that's what you get right now on my Instagram page, on my feed. It's just a mixture of so many different people that have inspired me as an artist, and I put a little bit of each into that.
So everything he just said, obviously you can choose to take it with a grain of salt, but everything he says is actually very true.
Yeah, because like I don't know if you remember like in 2017, 2018, everybody was doing the faded style.
Oh, like the haircut?
Huh?
The faded.
No. The faded like edits and stuff. They would have everything looking faded.
I think.
Yeah.
Oh, no, wait. It was the haze type.
The haze type of thing. Like you never want to follow the trends when it comes to Lightroom edits or anything, because you're going to get lost in the sauce. You're going to look like everybody else on the internet. Mm. You don't want to look like every other artist. If you want to stand out and build a brand, you want to be different.
True.
Yeah.
Be different, guys.
Yeah. That's my motto. Be different. Who cares what anybody else thinks?
No, for real.
Yeah. This is your craft. This is your brand. Be you. Be different. Be as weird as you want. Either way, there's going to be people that are going to admire your work, and there's people that are not going to like your work. But you got to focus on the people that love your work at the end of the day.
Okay, so we're going to swiftly move on into community networking. Right. And then and we talked about this a lot before, but if you want to get out there, if you want to network, aside from talking on the internet, you can mm-hmm. do that, but that's a start.
Yeah.
You're going to have to get out there and talk to people.
You got to face your fear a little bit.
Yeah.
And then shout out to my introverts.
Yeah. And what better way to do it than talking about it with people and specifically content creators, models, photographers, fashion designers,
videographers.
Videographers. Yeah. Like, for example, me and Emerson and our friend Amir, shout out to Amir, mm-hmm. we did Invade, and I did that like a friendly invasion of Invade, DC Fashion Week.
Oh my gosh.
But we did go to DC Fashion Week. And it was pretty fun, honestly.
It was an experience.
Yeah, we saw a good amount of people that are friends with us. We did make new friends.
And people were approaching me.
Yeah, we saw
approaching you. Yeah. And I was just like, I'm being approached. What in the world?
Yeah, I met this film photographer who actually took a few pictures of me. I don't remember if he remembers me or, but he did tell me about this one place in Woodbridge mm-hmm. where they actually charge a good amount for developing film and all that.
Oh, nice.
I didn't know that until he mentioned it to me. So I'm like going to use that place now whenever I do film or develop it. But basically, yeah. So that's one example right there. I connected with the guy. Mm. He told me about this place. And then now I have a really good way to develop film for a good price. But that's just one example. But doing stuff like that, going to events like Portrait Meet, Street Meet.
Shout outs.
Shout outs to Portrait Meet and Street Meet. Basically, they're just, or even connect with studio owners. Sometimes they have events happening at their studios, sometimes for a price, sometimes for free. Up to you if you want to go. But I will say it is a good way to network, because you're going to talk to people. You're going to make sure you get new followers. You're going to have people to work with, people to talk about different ideas and advice, maybe even do some big collaborating events or collaborating in general. I even talk about potentially working on something together, even sharing advice.
Yeah, I mean, when I first started out, I was going to the Graffiti Warehouse collab events and just working with just everybody and anybody. And that's how I got my start. And then when I moved to DC, I needed to make a name for myself in DC. So I started out at street meets. Then I was introduced to Portrait Meet. And I did that for like a good 6 months when I moved here. And I've left a footprint here already. A lot of people know my name, know who I am, have seen my work, love my work. And so if you really want to like leave your footprint in the DMV creative community, go to these events, because they will literally change your life.
For the better.
For the better, yeah. And you're going to make some lifelong friends as well. Yeah,
I will say, though, it's your choice in the end. But if you choose to go to these, there's going to be some positive stuff you see and, you know, networking. And
yeah.
However, there will be some downsides.
There are. I mean, there's like, a lot of different personalities in there.
Yeah, some good, some bad. Maybe some that are you vibe with, other people that you don't.
But that's just life.
Period. Yeah, exactly. It's you're going like, to meet a lot of
people. You're not like going to get along with everybody. There's people in the creative community today that I just, that like we don't click. And it's all good. We have no hard feelings for each other. We're just like.
But I mean, this is a very active community that is very active every month, because it's a monthly thing.
Yep.
Yeah, but you're going to meet people like that everywhere at different events you go to, at sports events. You know, there's a even concerts, at work. Even at work, even at the grocery store. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like God
the
knows.
Car I
met
wash.
Some, yeah, God knows I met some weird people over there.
Yeah, the Starbucks, like.
Yes.
Yeah. There's some characters at Starbucks, but we're not going to talk about that.
Yeah. Oh, at Walmart too. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, let's not start with Walmart. I know, Walmart has the most interesting characters.
Yeah, you ever go to Walmart at 10 p.m.?
Oh my gosh. Don't I haven't been to Walmart in like 5 years. I'm a Target guy now. Shout outs to my wife.
Oh yeah, Target.
Yeah.
Target. And Whole Foods. And
Trader Joe's.
Trader Joe's. But yeah, you do have to, you're going to meet a lot of interesting people, a lot of good characters, a lot of mediocre characters too.
Yeah. Just don't take it personal.
No. Yeah. Really.
Don't,
you gotta
don't
move
take
on.
It personal. Like you're going to like,
and when you do move on, you're going to create a lot of good stuff. You're going to, and pretty much. You're going to create a lot of really good stuff out there.
Never let somebody steal your passion or your shine just because they don't like mess with you or F with you or anything like that. You are in control of your own creativity. Don't let somebody have that power to make you want to just stop doing this. So you have a bad experience at a Portrait Meet or a street meet. Don't let that stop you. Keep going out. Keep shooting. Just keep doing it, because at the end of the day, it's all you have is yourself. So just let that creativity flow, no matter what anybody else says about you.
Exactly what he said. Like I'm crying right now just listening to this.
Always, man.
But what he said, it's true. It's true. Yep.
That was a nice sniffle.
I heard him.
Yeah, that was real.
I was like, that was actually good.
Yeah, I don't know if the Flonase took any.
Yeah, that was a good sniffle.
I know something that sometimes will get people very emotional, or even just overthinking about this, or even overthinking about this. Mm-hmm. If you really want to grow, and again, this is your choice. If you really want to grow, you could put yourself out there. But when I say that, I mean like your face and your personality. Yeah. Don't be robotic.
Don't be robotic. Yeah.
Never. I'm not robotic in the way I talk or the way I type.
No, you're not.
However, if you look at my profile, I am very faceless. However, you do see me, but just not the whole, like my entire, you know, being.
You don't see the guy that's sitting right next to me right now.
Yeah. Like you'll see me sometimes in like the any reels we make on the podcast page.
Yep.
But like you'll see my body, you'll see like maybe like, but you won't see my face. That's just me. That's just how I roll. Now, will people see my face sometimes? Of course, they'll see it.
Yeah.
They'll hear my voice too. Because I'm actually going to start doing that too. But
you're hearing it now.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, but eventually people will see it just very minimally because that's just how I roll. That's just how I do it. That's just like, I prefer that. Now, Emerson, on the other hand, he's the very opposite. Now, with me, pros and cons is pro, I feel like if you're like a bit, if you're like ambiverted like me, like the introvert part of you, I think you'll be fine because like it'll just be more peaceful. Like I find it more peaceful. Now, because I don't want to show my face all the time. Because honestly, for one thing, I'm not the biggest fan of my face. Second, I just don't, like at the first, it was only because of the amount of enemies I had. But yeah. I just feel like it's just not, I just don't want to put myself out there that much. I will with content. I will with like my voice and I guess behind the scenes reels.
Yeah.
But that's about it. But the con of that is unless you explain yourself, you're going to have some people who are like, they're not going to trust you off the bat. You're going to have to, like I said before, rebuild a rapport, show that you're like not the type of show that you're a friendly person.
Yeah.
Because that, or show who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's a lot more work, but that's probably one of the few cons that I have, but that's about it, you know? And then people will see me like engage with like, the Faux Bros page or, even my stories and all that with like different stuff. And then they see me, like if I do like one of those, you know, like post a photo of you from back then
one of those little templates.
Yeah.
The stories. Yeah.
Yeah. So if you do one of those, if you actually put a photo of yourself from a while back or repost, people's stuff by saying a very hyped comment or even relating with people, like, like if you see like a post where it's like, you know, my family grew up like this or something like that. And you repost something like that. Like, yeah, the same.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But that's showing you're a person, you know, but that's just me. It's just me putting more work in. Now, Emerson, on the other hand, is a little more engaging. People know his face. People know his voice. People know his inner thoughts.
When it comes to that, man, this gets me a little emotional, but, just like I want people to work with me and also see me as a human as well. I want people to have that connection with me before they work with me because I have had bipolar disorder my whole life. And without this disorder, I would not be the photographer that I am today. I've had a rough life. It's not been easy, but I get out here and I take these photos and it helps me out. It gives me something to live for. And so I want people to know how passionate I am about it. I want people to know that this is me and I put my all into this. I don't want to work with people that are ignorant when it comes to mental health. I don't want to work with people that are just like terrible people. That's why I'm very open about my mental health. I'm out here inspiring people to accept who they are as a person because I'm 31 years old and I'm finally accepting who I am. I always thought I was just like, it was just like I was just cursed or like stuff like that. But like, that's why I'm very open. I show my face. I show my personality because all of this transfers to the work that people see on my page. It's a part of me. So in order for you to understand my work, you have to understand me and know the true me.
Yeah.
Like, lately I've been acting like I'm all happy-go-lucky. I'm struggling right now. I'm in the dumps. But I'm still out here creating. What keeps me going when I'm feeling like this is grabbing my camera, editing, like I said, I just want people to know me as a person, because my personality, my identity, everything about me is what creates the content that everybody sees on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, everywhere. That's basically it.
Yeah. Like, there are times when even I got emotional, where like I just felt so down in the dumps where I'm like, you know what? I'm not even gonna, even to this day, I'm like not engaging with a lot of people only because it's my personal choice. But let's just say, I just want to keep to myself right now. Eventually you'll see me post a lot more,
yeah.
You know, but like I have a lot of, you guys will see, I have a lot of content for days now, but cause I've still been doing shoots. But I also kept that minimal, you know, but I've been doing a lot of that, the work is immense, but I will not post that yet. You guys will see it months from now.
You got to do what's best for you.
Yeah.
End of the day, bro.
Honestly.
At the end of the day.
Yeah.
Yep.
Although I will say it does. When I said before that communication is key, there are times where I feel like, I don't even know if this is because of the, how I am mentally, but there are times where if I feel overwhelmed, if I do get messages where I just don't know if I should engage with them, or especially if it's messages that are like that paragraphs,
especially now.
I wait days sometimes to answer it, because I feel like, for one thing, I have to process exactly what's like what the conversation's about.
Exactly.
Other times it's more like I gotta process it, but also gotta know what to say and make sure it's not something that may come off as something negative.
Yeah, definitely.
And everyone will go through that.
Yeah.
It sucks sometimes, because if you're doing a business, it's one thing too, but if you're also doing it as a hobby, like, you have to communicate well. But the thing is, sometimes it's so hard.
Yeah, it's, oh my gosh. Yep. Life.
But I know both of us have to go wipe our eyes with some tissues because we've been crying a lot.
Yeah.
So
I'm not ashamed to say it either.
Yeah, for sure.
It is what it is.
Yeah. Because this is us being ourselves, right?
Authentic selves, really. Yeah.
So if you want to cry on live, cry, man. Like, but if you cry and snot it all out, it's being human.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's all right to feel feelings. You got to let it out. Don't bottle it up.
I will admit, though, sometimes it's hard because people will not talk about it sometimes.
Yep.
Yeah. But that's where we're going to leave it. And so, we're going to come back because we're not going away anytime soon. No one
can't get rid of us.
Yeah, you can't.
The Folk Bros are here to stay.
Yeah. 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 We may sing a song at some point.
Makes a song. Oh, yeah. God.
Where is it? But I don't know, but we'll see. So this is it. This is episode 14.
Peace out, y'all. See y'all next episode.
See ya.
Thank you for listening to the Folk Bros Podcast. Feel free to follow us on Instagram @Folk Bros Podcast and follow us on X/Twitter @Folk Bros.